Well, he's a man who's got 2 beers on the go, so he obviously must have won a premiership today. His name is Todd Farrer. Made a minimal impact off the bench for 20. It doesn't get any better than winning another competition.
Oh, mate, it's great going back to back. We've worked hard all year, but the hard memories from like 30 years ago coming down here, and they beat us, and yeah, it was a hard day here, and it's just well worth it putting the effort in, training all year. And the boys, I can't speak highly of those boys. It's a great squad. It's a 30-man effort this year, like everyone put in, so it was great.
And the club has obviously got better when Tom Cullen left and Hunter was left to do it for his own devices.
he went west where he belongs, and Hunter sharpened up a little bit. But we're doing this Cullen. He has some great speeches sometimes, not very often, but he did well at Central North, so congratulations to him about that.
Yeah. You haven't had the full year for the Blue Boys, but there's plenty of fantastic players that are in the back row for you guys. Timmy O'Brien keeps coming out of retirement. Sammy leads well at lock, and also of course Swoggs leads the way beautifully around the ground.
Yeah, well, young Jack Maunder stepped up this year. He's only a young fellow, 19-year-old, 20-year-old guy, and he's full credit to him. He put in all year. Unbelievable player. And then you got Jack Sharp, who came back for us, so we had plenty of firepower off the bench, and I think it made a bit of difference there at the end when we blew him off the park.
And it's great to see that Mick Cohn had a fantastic day with the boot and around the ground. And also Sean Russ, he just looks like an unbelievable talent for rugby.
Well, yeah, Sean Russ is originally a league player, but he suits very, very well to rugby union, and he enjoys it with the boys. He had a few weeks off in the middle of the year, but he came back, and as you saw today, he was unbelievable.
And what about yourself, man? What are you up to when you're not coming off the bench as an impact man, as a hard man for those San Jose Blue Boys?
Oh, I'm day out west trying to grow cotton at the moment, and with a bit of limited water, but we're getting there, and it's been a bit of rainfall the last few weeks, so that's going to be a good week ahead, I think.
Yeah. I see Brother there, Jackson, has got himself a gig out of Sydney University. He's now in America. Tell us a little bit about that.
He's coaching over there for a small club, Minneapolis, and he's having a great time there, so we'll be wishing to expand his coaching career a bit, get involved in what's happening over there for the US and the excitement of the sevens.
Yeah. Finally, you're going to have a few more years of this, because it's a pretty addictive feeling wearing the medal around the neck and holding the Heath Shield up, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Jack, like you said to me last year, so once you win the first one and your club gets on a march, the second one's easier, and then it gets easier and easier. I don't know about that. There's a fair bit of effort that goes into it, but while I'm still fit, I'll still help out a little bit where I can.
Beautiful. Thanks for your time, Todd.